This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast, where our mission is to impact someone's life every single day. We focus on how ordinary people become extraordinary. And here is your host, John Vasquez, the self-published author of You Must Believe Way of Life. Let's go.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Coach JV Podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. What you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words, become your reality. I say the same things on a daily basis, which you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity in the reality that you're experiencing right now is your thoughts, actions, and behaviors up until this point. It's that simple. And when you start to realize, you start to adopt that, you start to become powerful beyond measure because you start to take absolute 100% responsibility for your life. And people will start to freak out around you because when things happen to you, you'll be like, oh, it's not a big deal. I got in an accident. I have insurance. It's going to be okay. That's what insurance is for. I broke my leg. Oh, okay. Well, it's going to slow me down for a little bit. But during my leg break and I can't really walk or go to work, I'm going to study my ass off around cryptocurrency and learn something. So everything becomes an opportunity of a lifetime. Instead of a setback, it becomes a comeback. And so it's just a shift in your attitude words. And I want you to ask yourself a question today on this fired up Friday, on this self-reflection Friday, on this activation Friday. I don't even know what the hell we call it anymore. We got Motivation Monday, Health Tuesday, Hump Day Wednesday, Life Lesson Thursday, and today is Evolving Friday. Who freaking knows? But what I want to ask you today is, do you really think that you just came here just to exist? Just to go to school, elementary. I got picked on in elementary. To go to high school, to watch all the other kids, you know, throw touchdown passes, to have all these dreams and hopes, and maybe you went to college, I went to the military, and have all these aspirations, and then you get married, and then you have kids, and then you just stop. You stop dreaming, you stop living, you stop hoping, you stop thriving, you stop doing fun stuff, and I hear things like, oh, I'm getting so old, I'm getting too old for that. I cannot stand when people say that. I'm 45 years old, and I feel like I'm 20 years old. I can run circle around 25 years old. I will never say, I'm too getting old. What you're saying is every time you say that, your body feels old. Do you realize that? Every time you say, oh, I'm just happy to be 6 feet above ground, your body's trying to find a way to get you 6 feet below ground. It's all about your words, how you feel, what you say words. But I want you to think about that. Do you think you just came to exist, to go to a job, to clock in, to be like, oh, hey, boss, and you don't even like your boss? Your boss is some narcissist that got into a power position and loves to manipulate you and loves to make you feel like shit. Or on the other hand, or maybe you're the one that created that. But do you really think you just came here to get a good job, a 401k and insurance, and just stay trapped in the system? No. Do you realize that was a box that was created for you since you were an itty-bitty baby? Since you started watching cartoons, or you started hearing your parents talk about insurance and 401k and meet with their financial advisor because John D. Rockefeller put you into an education system where they said, we want more workers, we do not want educated people. And his advisor, business advisor, James Taylor, also is quoted saying, we have enough doctors, we have enough lawyers, so let's just create a bunch of dumb people. So let's put them in a school system. The way they set up the school system, the way that you sit, the way that you raise your hand, the way that you walk to lunch, the way that you get 2 15-minute breaks, the way that you get a 30-minute lunch, just like set up in corporate America and then Henry Ford throughout the weekend. So now you work all day, all week, and then you think about the weekend, then you get excited about the weekend, and you got little mouse traps you walk into, and you go in this little system, and you walk around, and then you leave, and you complain about your job, and then you want to get your 25-cent raise, and you go home and complain to your spouse about it, but you do nothing about it, and you're in this system that they know you're going to stay in. And what they do is they trapped you into a debt-based society. So what they did is, the American dream is to buy a home, to get a car, to get your credit card. How the fuck is that a dream? You're trapped in this debt-based cycle as they're decreasing the value of your money right now, as we speak, decreasing the value of your money by printing into infinity. And what they're doing is they're giving all these people that don't want to put in work checks or don't want to go out. There's jobs everywhere, guys. There's jobs everywhere. People say, I lost my job. Then freaking create a job. I literally created a company out of thin air. So I don't buy into the excuse that there's no work, that there's no jobs. That's complete fucking bullshit. I will find you 10 people if you tell me that. I'll find you 10 people right now in a second. Maybe not a second, maybe 15 minutes. Give me 30, give me 24 hours. But I'll find 10 people that found a fucking job because they wanted it. They wanted it. I have an example for you guys. Let me give you a specific example. And I'm going to tell you what, this young man's life is going to change forever. Let me give you an example of someone specifically that is a great example at a very, 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 very young age, okay? I like to talk about actual people besides just myself, right? So we have a guy named Josh. Josh Torelli. He's in our Warrior Academy. He's a young man. I hope he's okay with me telling this story, but I'm going to fucking tell it anyways because he's going to be fucking legendary. So this young man comes in the academy and he wants more out of his life, right? I'm not going to tell his personal story, but he just wants more out of his life. Now, he's out of Canada, and he works at a fast food restaurant. And you can tell that even though he works at a fast food restaurant, now I resonate with this because my first job was McDonald's. And he works at a fast food restaurant called McDonald's, right? And most of you'd be like, McDonald's works at a fast food restaurant. You know, he's a young adult. He's trying, you know, it's like, but he puts, you can tell the fucker puts pride into his job. I think he's a manager there, right? This dude works full time at McDonald's restaurant. And do you see the beautiful thumbnails for our YouTube? He literally blew up our YouTube channel. Do you see the beautiful pictures on our 3T Fitness Warrior Academy or the beautiful editing? We got Josh. I know that'll be a different story for another time. But you see the beautiful, our thumbnails are absolutely crushing it on YouTube. This dude is the most talented human being I've ever seen in editing, ever. And I've never heard him fucking complain. All he's done is come to us, how can I help? He reached out to me one day and said, I want to be part of this team. He started helping, he started creating, he started designing. Do you realize this dude is going to be a big leader within our company? Do you realize that because of his actions, behaviors, not he worked at McDonald's, like he got a fucking job, he's supporting what he needs to do, he's fucking putting in the work, not complaining, not asking for it, not fucking begging for it, but putting in the work. And I'm literally looking at this guy with a fucking target saying, I want this dude, I want him. I want him part of this corporation, and he is part of the corporation now. So think about that. Are you the Josh, or are you the one fucking complaining, saying, I deserve this, I deserve that, I deserve more money, my job doesn't pay me enough? Then freaking show your value. You're being paid the value that you deserve. That's crazy, isn't it? It really hurts to hear that. You're being paid at the level you respect yourself. You're being paid at the level you decide to speak up. You're being treated at the level you treat yourself. The way you're being treated, you're allowing that. That's the only way you're being treated that way. And I know this stuff is not easy to hear, but warriors, I'll tell you what, I told you the soft pillow is gone in 2021. And what's happened is by removing the soft pillow, I have removed all the people who are not for me. Literally, it is a magic formula. All the people who were not for me have left and started talking shit about me, which is the most beautiful, beautiful thing in the world. And the people who really, really love me for me, because this is how I am, warriors. This is how I am. I will tell you how I feel. If I'm frustrated, I will bring it up. If something's bothering me, I will tell you. And I will tell you straight up how I feel. And I expect you to tell me how you feel. I want solid, abundant relationships that are very, very, very honest. And you're in a system, Wars. I know I'm going all over the place, but I hope this makes sense. When are you going to break free from the system? At what point are you going to realize that you're on the precipice of the biggest shift in generational wealth, that you have the opportunity right now to be part of a new infrastructure? And I'm not saying to get into crypto. I don't give a shit if you get into crypto. But what you have to understand is you have to break free from this system, or you're always going to be broke. You're always going to be angry. You're always going to feel like you don't have enough. You have enough. You're already rich. You're already abundant. You're already freaking worthy. You already have everything. That's the trick. They want you to think you don't have everything. And I'm going to trip you out for just a second, okay? I love God. I follow the life of Jesus. Now, I know the Bible better than most Christians. I don't even know why I know the Bible better than most Christians, which confuses the living shit out of me. Now, can I quote like a lot of these Christians that, you know, hey, can I pray for you, brother? And they can freaking quote Bible verses over and over again. I know the Bible at a very spiritual DNA sense, if that makes sense. It seems like I know a lot of the stories, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's the plant medicines or the high vibration or the meditation or the breathing I do, but I feel very connected to God in the life of Jesus. I understand his stories. I feel his stories. It's really weird. I feel it deep down in my soul. And I'm just going to go a little bit longer on this podcast because this is important, because this is my life. I live as close as I can to Jesus's life, and that's who I model. I'm non-religious. I love everybody. I don't care if you're Buddhist. I don't care if you're Catholic. I don't care if you're Mormon. I will accept you. I love you. I'm not going to judge you. I want to hear about your religion because I want to learn. I want to take these things and I want to grow to be the best human being. Let me tell you what I'm doing specifically, and then I'm going to tell you my thought process on what I think happened in the world. Okay, so the world, right? Think the world, physical. So this is going to throw some people off, but so I follow the life of Jesus as close as I can. I'm not Jesus. I'm not claiming to be Jesus, but for example, I have eliminated pornography. Probably too much information, but it's fine to put it out there. I don't masturbate. I've kept my sexual life very, very, I mean, literally just it's nil, like nothing. Now that is by choice. I'm waiting methodically for the right person to come into my life. I will not share my DNA. You realize, men, you are sharing DNA with that female when you're sleeping around. So stop, literally stop. You are moving your emotions into that person. Your DNA is going into that person. So probably too much information, but so that's one big thing. That's a big thing. When you can control your sexual, transmute your sexual energy, you become powerful. I mean, literally, listen to me. When you can transmute sexual energy, you become powerful beyond measurement. Okay, so I've been able to transmute my sexual energy. Am I perfect? No. But that's probably too much information, but that's a fact, okay? So that was one of the hardest things. I fast every single day, okay? We just went through a 72-hour fast this week. I don't read the Bible, but I listen to a lot of things about the life of Jesus. I used to read the Bible quite a bit. Not a lot, not like a biblical scholar. I'm good to people. I'm good to the earth. I'm very unordinary. I don't follow the realm, nor did Jesus. Jesus wasn't religious. Jesus was out studying as these righteous church people that are in the church. And nothing wrong with church. Nothing wrong with church. He was out studying. Jesus was studying, learning, out there growing, not just sitting in a box, like sitting there freaking praising. He was like, hey, listen, let's go learn. Let's go help the people. He was tax collectors. He was with prostitutes. He was out there with the people that were broken. He wasn't hanging out in the church with the righteous people who were judging those people. And so now that we have that clear, so I want you to think about something for just a moment. And this goes back into the box, okay? Okay, I'm parking for just a second. Okay, so I'm going to turn my car off. Give me a second. So guys, I do these things off the top of my head, just so you know. When I feel it, I do a fucking podcast. So, oh man, I want to explain this. Okay, so what if, I want you to think about this for just a moment. Think about the body, the physical body. Now, this is just my interpretation. Think about the physical body, right? And you have the seven chakras within your spine, going up your spine from your crown, root all the way up to your crown chakra, right? So you can call them energy centers if that sounds weird to you, because Hinduism, blah, blah, blah. So call them energy centers. Everybody has energy centers in their body, right? And so you have 33 vertebrae within your spine, okay? The Jordan River is on the 33rd longitude. Jesus was crucified on the translation. The mountain he was crucified on is crucified as the mountain of the skull. So the Jordan River goes up to the mountain of the skull. Okay, you have 33 vertebrae that run up your spine up to your skull. Okay, Jesus was crucified on the mountain of the skull. And when Jesus Christ died, okay, he died as Jesus Christ, 3 days later, chrism, he came up as Christ Jesus. And the way I remember it, that only certain people could see Jesus when he awakened or came back, right? Now, who was able to see Jesus? In my opinion, is those who had risen to their Christ consciousness. Now, I want you to think about this. Might flip your lid for just a moment. Who was the devil? The devil was a fallen angel. It was an angel that got his ego, thought he was God, and God cast him to earth. So the devil was cast to earth. So what happens to us as humans? This is the way that I think. This is how my brain works, guys. So what if what happened to us as humans, what if this is it, right? So we are all God's consciousness. We're all, I believe we're all one. I mean, think about it. When kids come out of the womb, what religion are they? They're not religion. Jesus wasn't even religious. We created religion. Let's get that out of the way. We created religion, right? And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. Everybody's different. Everybody resonates to different things, right? But remember, we created religion. Okay, let's not get that twisted. Okay, so kids come out. And so what if we are all God's consciousness, which I believe, right? And our ego, when we get our ego, it pushes us from God's consciousness to from internal to external to the worldly things, right? And it says to turn away from the worldly things to come back to Christ, right? What if hell is on earth and the worldly things is hell? And we are the dark, we are the light, we are the omni, we are the presence. And so if you're experiencing stress, anxiety, you're needing to buy a car or buy a house, it's hell on earth, right? Because you're trapped in this. It feels like hell on earth, doesn't it? You feel like you want to kill yourself, you feel depressed, you feel not worthy. So you've fallen from Christ consciousness. The reason why I'm saying this is it's very, very easy to get back to heaven on earth. And so I feel like I'm living heaven on earth now. I feel guilty sometimes that I'm so happy and I have abundance and all this, you know, monetary money coming in and all that stuff. And so there's a delicate balance in between my ego and Christ consciousness. And I feel like when the dark comes in, that's me. It's not anybody else. It's not it's me. It's the dark, the light, the up, the down, the depression, because you have a choice on a daily basis. And as God says, pray with discernment, have the faith of a mustard seed. And as Moses went up into the right of the mountain, right hemisphere of the brain, which the left hemisphere of the brain is facts, figures, numbers, logic. That's what keeps you depressed and angry. That's where you're stuck right now. And to get to Christ is to get to Christ consciousness is the 90% of your brain, which is light, love, positivity. And that's why we say we only use 10% of our brain. And in the Bible, the churches say, hey, come give me your 10%. Give me your 10%. They're saying, give me your money. Give me your money. I think God is saying, give me your 10%, your facts, figures, numbers, logic, your pornography, your stress, your anxiety. Give that to me and I'll give you the rest of the 90%. He's only asking for 10%. He's asking for us to give up the pornography and the freaking buying the, you know, going out and partying and doing cocaine and stuff like that and coming back to Christ consciousness so he can show you that you already have all that great feeling inside of you. So what if the system that was created, these people understand how Christ consciousness works? And what if the system was designed to pull you so far out of Christ consciousness so you feel the way that you feel? Just something to contemplate. I know this is a 16-minute podcast. Holy shit. Okay, I'm going to let you guys go. So I just want to give you an insight. This is how my brain works. This is what I do all day. This is me. This is me. This is how I think. I'm definitely not fucking normal. I understand that. I believe I will die a legend. I study nonstop. I'm very abnormal than other men. I know that for a fact. And that's okay. And that's why I have very few men that like to be around me specifically as my friend, because I will call them on their shit and I make them very uncomfortable. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm going to go work out, guys. Warriors, rise. Let's go.
That's it for today's episode. In order for us to fulfill our mission, please share this podcast with a friend so you too can impact someone's life today. Visit us at jvimpacts.com and make sure to pick up your copy of You Must Believe Way of Life. Remember, ordinary people can do extraordinary things. Talk to you soon.